Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix. It is a special overnight edition of Harder Hits After Dark. I'm your host, Derek Felix, and welcome to our show. I got a good show for you, a good hour live here as we talk sports here on a early Wednesday morning here in New York City. Pretty cold temperatures. We got some snow coming on the way and some freezing rain, and it's going to be an interesting night, certainly, to talk a little sports. A lot of stuff to get to, obviously. Congratulations go out to the Philadelphia Eagles, who have finally won their first Super Bowl, winning Super Bowl 52 by a wild score of 40-32. A very exciting game. So many total yards. I think they had more total yards, over 1,100 yards or whatever they had, than the New York Football Giants had in their entire season under Coach McAdoo. That's how crazy this game was. The Eagles, they were able to get that one turnover because there was no defense play in this game with the big strip on Brady. They get a field goal. Brady throws one of those long Hail Marys, gets it to the end zone, kind of similar to the Giants game. It goes towards Gronkowski, bounces off, and there's another receiver in the area that gets knocked down. And the Eagles are your Super Bowl champions. Congratulations to the city of Philadelphia. Congratulations to the Eagles. It's been a long time coming. It was their first championship since 1960. And their first time ever winning a Super Bowl, the number three was the lucky one for them. And you got to give it up to Nick Foles. He was unbelievable in this game, the Super Bowl MVP. The rags to riches story, coming back to Philadelphia from Kansas City after Carson Wentz went down, who would have been the MVP. And Nick Foles, he lit up the Vikings, and he just lit up the Patriots like a Christmas tree. Their game plan was great. Doug Peterson was unbelievable. How about the play call? How about some of those play calls? Goals for fourth down, they get it. You know, they went, for fourth down in the first half at their own maybe 46. They went for it. They snapped it. So many teams would have just not tried to snap it, would have tried to get them to play a game. They didn't. And how about that play? That play that we'll be talking about forever, where he decides to go for the jugular, go for that fourth down. And the play where it winds up with Foles as the receiver and a bag of tricks up their sleeves and a touchdown, a receiving touchdown for Nick Foles. That was unbelievable. I loved it. It was enjoyable. It was a good game. It was a great game, to be honest. It was one of the craziest games I've ever seen. I've never seen a game like that. The offenses were that unbelievable. Tom Brady, what can you say? I mean, even in defeat, over 500 yards of passing, 3 touchdowns. He was unbelievable in the second half. Super Bowl record. And it just didn't matter. The Eagles had a little bit more balance, a little bit more running as well with Blunt doing in his ex-team. Their play calling was unbelievable. The Patriots couldn't get any stops. And whether or not, you know, not having Malcolm Butler was a factor, with Butler just sitting on the sidelines basically and not taking any defense serious, who knows? But it definitely hurt them at their secondary. Malcolm Butler was a hero against the Seahawks, so I think that definitely hurt. But you have to give it up to the Eagles. We'll get into some of the celebrations. Some of it got a little carried away. Typical Eagles fashion, they're going to have a parade on Broad Street on Thursday. So hopefully that will be, there won't be any chaos with that. Porzingis, what a shame. Towards ACL tonight, we're going to get to that. That's just unfortunate. On Duck, of all things. And he's done for the season. And he's 22 years old, and he's a guy that can be a superstar. And now he's got to deal. So he's 7'3". He's got to deal with this injury, and it's going to be really tough to come back. And it's just unfortunate. Is he fragile? He might be. But a lot to get to. Major League Baseball versus MLBPA. Yes, the Players Association is upset about some of the players not being signed, and MLB and MLBPA are going up against each other. And is there going to be a strike? There's all sorts of stuff to get to. The New York Rangers, they're going to be sellers. Rick Nash getting ready to leave, and he doesn't want to, but, you know, they have to be sellers, and they got way too many injuries. They're not going to make the playoffs, and there's so much to get to. We'll try to cram it all into this show, and I hope you enjoy it. All right. The number is 424-675-8226. This is Hard Hits, Derek Felix. And let me bring in my guest. He's been waiting patiently on the line, and I can't wait to hear, you know, what he wants to talk about first. I mentioned everything. Everything is out there for you. He is my brother by blood relation, the one and only JNF, Justin Felix. Welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. I mean, wow, the Disney commercials. The Disney commercial with Nick Foles just came on where he goes to Disney. He's going to Disneyland. Did you see this new commercial with him?
Which one?
The classic Disney. You have to see it. It's great. Do those commercials, and they still are top of the line, and they really are. I saw it the other day, and it just brought a smile on my face. You know, at least, you know, we may not have Bud Bowl anymore, but we still have the Disney World commercial, and seeing Nick Foles, the backup, a guy who started for the Eagles, originally was drafted by them, had some success there with Chip Kelly, and then comes back, and everybody wrote them off. Did you think the Eagles were gonna be able to pull this off after Carson Wentz went down?
I guess not, no.
I don't think anybody did. I mean, he struggled when he first came back. You know, they had some ugly games. They had an ugly game against the Raiders. They had the ugly game against Dallas. It took them some time. But there's something really good about this story, you know? I mean, a backup, right? Well, he was a starter. He was the starter a few years ago. And then, you know, they switched coaches, and he was gone. And I think when you're a quarterback like that, you wonder if you're going to get a second chance. And I think if you're Nick Foles, you're probably wondering, will I ever get the chance to start again?
Right.
And I think that's what's great about it, is that, well, the Eagles realized they had to get him back. They got him back from the Chiefs, and he winds up being the hero. And I just think it's cool. I just think it's a really cool story. We got JPG, who's joining us now. John, as I bring you on, the Nick Foles thing I'm touching on, this kind of story is one that doesn't happen too often.
He's the new Kurt Warner.
Or Jeff Hostetler.
Come on.
You know
come
what?
Fucking on.
Like, Hostetler, he was a backup too. This is a little different, though, because I think the Kurt Warner one is actually a better comparison just because, he came out of nowhere, obviously, to do what he did with the Rams. you know, back in 99 with the Titans.
How do you like that,
MVP. Jana?
My comparison won.
But I think you
is more succulent for basketball reasons.
Well, think about how it ended for also that he was out of there. He was a Giant starter for what? Was it even a year? He wasn't even there that long, and then Eli took over, and then he was a backup. So was he ever going to get another shot at it? He did, actually, with the Arizona Cardinals. What was he, like 38 years old, 37, 38 years old, and he was that close to winning another Super Bowl. He had already won, but I guess the only difference is he had already won a Super Bowl. He already won MVP. Nick Foles is a little different. Nick Foles is like, you know what Nick Foles is like to me, guys? I'm going to go down history lane here, memory lane, like the Nas song, classic Nas. Too bad Nas is not around. speaking of Nate. Oh, Sousa. Doug Williams, right? Doug Williams.
Who?
Doug Williams was the quarterback for the Redskins. Way back, right? In 1988. And then the Broncos scored, I think, they scored the first touchdown. And then Doug Williams went berserk and set a Super Bowl record he threw four touchdown passes in the second quarter. And his halftime score was 28-7. And I remember, I think my favorite memory of that, like, you guys ever watch these Super Bowl films? The films that they show? You know, the 30-minute
I've never watched them.
The NFL films that they used to show that were produced.
Oh, the NFL films,
Where they review the Super Bowls. And I think the score at halftime, it went from 7-0 Broncos to 35-7 at the half. They saw a Bronco. He was on the side. He just was cursing up a storm. It was just like, I think that's how much the Super Bowl means to these guys. I mean, they look like they had him. And, you know, I think the frustration of being the fact that the Broncos, you know, they lost to the Giants. Now they're getting waxed. They're getting waxed by the Redskins. They got beat by the 49ers. That's what Elway couldn't win. But I don't know. Is he Doug Williams, who became the first black quarterback to ever be Super Bowl MVP? Is he, or maybe he's like Mark Griffin. Mark Griffin was another one-year wonder for the Redskins in '92. Same kind of thing. I mean, Kurt Warner one is good though because he came back, right? He came back and got to the Super Bowl, and he probably would have won MVP, or Fitzgerald would have, if Antonio Brown of all people didn't make that catch. Not Antonio Brown. Who's the former Jet? The guy who went to the Jets and it was just terrible. His career just fell apart. You know what I'm talking about?
Everybody's career just falls apart when
Antonio Holmes?
Ah, Antonio Holmes. Thank you. I knew I was going to do that. I mean, Antonio Brown's a much better receiver, obviously. But he's also a little bit of a diva, too. So there's that as well. And Antonio Holmes was a big diva, as it turned out. But the catch that he made, remember we watched it at PJ's? Were you there with us, Seth? When
what?
He made the catch? Were you there? You watched the game with us when they played Arizona, right? When the Steelers played Arizona and beat them. Wasn't that a great game? I mean, it really was.
Well, which game are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one where the Cardinals, they looked like they were going to win the game, and then Roethlisberger drove the Steelers.
I was the other field.
Unbelievable catch. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the thing that was unbelievable about Nick Foles in this game. Like, there were some throws that he made in this game. I watched the first half with Dad. Actually, I wasn't watching the game here, actually. But, like, we were looking at each other, right? Like, some of the throws that he made, there was not a lot of room. He was fitting balls in that I couldn't believe, like, in the first half, the start. I mean, you know, they also had the two touchdowns. I think the first one, that's a 50-50. That's a toss-up. Whether or not it was really a touchdown or completion, but they went with the original call, and I was like, okay, good. The second one was an obvious touchdown because he's running into the end. He's already caught it. He's running into the end zone. And once you break that play and you clear it, guys,
yeah,
the field doesn't matter. That's not a fumble. It's not anything. It's touchdown. It's touchdown. You know, this whole thing with the catch thing, you know, obviously we hope Oh, by the way, I'm just going to reference this because they're showing it. They just showed it. But it is 2018. And it is the 30-year anniversary. And we know the All-Star game sucks now, NBA. Every sport does. But it's the 30-year anniversary of the greatest slam dunk contest ever of Michael Jordan coming back to win his crown by edging out Dominique Wilkins in what I would call a fixed contest because they had to have Jordan win. But it should have just been a tie. That's how great it was. It was a duel. That's the greatest dunk contest JPG ever. I should ask John. John doesn't like history. Have you ever heard or seen this dunk contest, this infamous dunk contest in 1988 that went down? John? JPG? JPG?
What's going on, D-Flex?
Oh, okay. So have you ever seen this infamous contest that went down between Jordan and Dominique 30 years ago?
Oh, you called me back to, like, listen to something from 30 years ago?
No, the 30-year anniversary is coming up, and they teased it. So I'm asking you if you've ever heard about this dunk contest that went down or you ever saw highlights of it between Jordan and Dominique.
The JPG doesn't watch dunking exhibitions, son.
You truly are one of a kind. I don't know what kind you are, but I think
it doesn't entertain me.
I think it only deserves one thing, and I think you set yourself up for this. So here we go.
Come on.
I mean, I don't know. All right. I'm not going to say anything else.
I don't think it's interesting to watch, like, random people dunking or something.
Back then, the dunk contest had Dominique Wilkins. It had Jordan. It had guys like Spud Webb, the smallest guy ever, winning. I mean, it was great to watch. And then they changed the whole format. And they dubbed it down. So, I don't know. You had your stars. All your stars took part in it. Drexler, Jordan, I mean, Dominique. I mean, you had Tom Chambers. Kenny Smith. Yeah, Kenny the Jet Smith could dunk. This is when he was on Sacramento. He had some. Go look it up. He had a couple of great dunks.
Don't forget Harold Miner. What?
Baby Jordan? Oh my God. Oh God. All right. So.
Yeah, because being bald and black means you're going to be Jordan.
Right, as usual. JPG believes LeBron is Jordan.
Is what?
It's
no.
Jordan.
I'm not going to go down this path right now.
We're not.
I believe that Boston got blown out tonight.
What did
they lost
out.
The game.
Lost or got embarrassed?
At least they lost to a good team.
They
I
lost
don't know
to the
what's
best
going.
Team in the Eastern Conference.
You know what? Get back to me in late May, and we'll see how that turns out. I'm still not a believer in the Toronto Raptors.
They do have
like
twice the point differential that Boston does.
Point differential to me is just another made up stat. Another made up stat for people like you and people like nerds, like whoever works on ESPN, to use. Yes, I know what it means. It means that they dominate over the regular season. To me, that doesn't mean crap because when you get into playoffs, you're playing the best teams. So even if the East is
the best,
not
teams
the greatest,
always have the best point differential.
Yeah, and the best teams, point differential to me doesn't mean anything if you don't win. And the Raptors have not.
But the best teams always have the best point differential.
They're one of the top teams, but don't tell me they're the best right now of anything. They're not
the
best
in the East. If they're not
you're
the best
odd.
In the East, then why did Boston lose to them by 20 points?
Because they lost. I mean, there's examples. You're not gonna be perfect. You're gonna win games and you're gonna lose them too. It happens.
You're gonna get blown out though.
So they did. Do you want me to make a big deal out of it? Like you are?
Yeah.
They played them at Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And, okay. So they took care of business, Toronto, on their home court. ESPN is really showing. They're showing this whole Jordan Dominique thing because
no,
I guess it was
no.
the anniversary. Wow. You got to see how young Jordan looks. Well, he took off from the free for a while. That's the duck that won it for him. That's right, Dale Ellis. That's right, you had Dale Ellis in the three-point contest. Larry Bird, man. Larry Legend with his last one. Made the last three to win it. Nobody was a better shooter than Larry. But that we could debate that for, you know, ever. I'll always say that Larry was the best. You want to say Steph Curry? You want to say Reggie Miller? So up there, certainly. I want to ask you a question, guys, on the Super Bowl. We don't really know the whole story. We don't know the truth about it. Patriots secondary got sliced up. They got sliced up like basically any Jason Voorhees victim. They got sliced up that badly. So they got sliced and diced, and Belichick did not play Malcolm Butler for one defensive series. Malcolm Butler, of course, was a hero for them against the Seahawks. And then he jumped that pass and made that interception as a rookie. So, what happened? What really happened there? That's the question. How much could Malcolm Butler have made? This is a really good corner.
Know. No one was stopping anybody the whole game anyway.
Well, you want to hear something interesting? I don't know
what?
If you guys know this. Tom Brady made a nice comment. He liked a Instagram post. He made a post on Instagram about Malcolm Butler. So, which basically, of course, is like, oh, it's like an indirect shot at Belichick. He said some really nice things. He said, "Love you, Malcolm. You are an incredible teammate and player and friend always." So, very interesting stuff. John, Malcolm Butler played on special teams. I just wanted you to know that. I know JPG's a big fan.
How about the Mavs?
JPG loves special teams.
All right, enough
from the clone? You know, Brian David should be on the show. Brian David needs to be on the show. We need Brian. We need Brian David. What do you guys think? And Trace, too.
To have it with him. I don't know if he is, but...
Brian is in the chat room right now.
Oh.
He says he's going to bed. Call in for 5 minutes. I want to give Brian David his moment.
His moment.
Brian David refuses to do anything.
Okay.
JP Benedict disappeared on us ago.
Uh-huh.
But, like, still part of the show. But,
Are you talking succulent NFL still?
Yeah, I don't
know. The reason I'm talking about it is because it was a mesmerizing game. I mean, it was a mesmerizing game. The offense that we saw, it was like watching Tecmo Bowl. It was like playing a game of Tecmo Bowl or Madden. Where Justin, you could go for fourth down at like 40 and make it. Didn't matter. He used to. Justin could like convert a fourth and 40. He would never punt the ball. JPG knows what we're talking about here.
JPG would love that. Never.
Yeah,
punt.
JPG's played. JPG, you've played Madden. John Gennario is so focused. He's only laser focused on one thing right now.
He's laser focused on Kyrie or Kyrie. That's the only thing that's his focus is NBA basketball.
We can score Ranger Danger.
Yes, Ranger Danger. That's going to be a topic actually on the show. Does that excite
you? Yes, Ranger Danger.
Reja? That's another topic that's part of the show. Or how about what's going to happen with baseball when there will probably be a strike for the first time since 1994 because the owners are not paying. They're holding out and not paying some of these guys the money that they want.
Wow.
Yeah, but there were statements made today. There was a statement put out by Tony Clark, who represents the Players Association.
Transgressions were made.
And then MLB put out a statement, and I think MLB is full of crap, to be honest. They're full of shit. So I kind of agree with the owners trying to be more liberal. I just said that. But just trying to be more... They're trying to be conservative too. They're trying to be
down the middle, diplomatic.
Yes, they don't want to like lock into these long deals anymore. So, you know, Zucker,
right? The fan,
Scott, no, Scott Boras players are suffering.
Oh, Derek, what are we?
I just had to throw it out there.
Okay.
And so, guys like J.D. Martinez, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, to name three, body by Jake Arrieta, remain unsigned.
Mm-hmm.
How long will they remain unsigned? Meanwhile, the New York Mets, boosted their third base situation by signing Todd Frazier for a nice, affordable 2-year contract worth $17 million.
Oh,
I think JPG wants to get in on this talk.
I don't think so.
JPG called in, right? The question I have, what's going to set JPG off? What does JPG want to discuss?
What do you want to discuss, D-Flex?
You want to talk about Porzingis? That he might be injury prone, and he might, I don't know, be very fragile. I don't know.
That's an awfully Benedictian stance for you to take.
He tore his ACL.
Can I ask you a question? Are you happy about this injury? Are you celebrating it?
No one's celebrating it.
Why would
it?
I celebrate it? Yeah, I rooted for the injury. I mean, come on. Look, he had a dunk on Antetokounmpo, but he landed wrong. You know, kind of like what happened with Cousins, where he was going for a rebound. And that was it.
Porzingis is a lot more center than Cousins is.
Cousins has never had like a serious injury before.
Yeah,
that's true.
No. It's all now.
I guess my question for you, CPG, is it because Porzingis is 7'3"? Porzingis is 7'3", always has the ball, can dribble, can do all these different things. Is he fragile because of his size?
Why is he fragile?
He's had a lot of injuries. I mean, obviously this doesn't help. I just hope the guy, he's 22 years old. So, look, I hope the guy comes back fully healthy, gets stronger. But the Knicks obviously will be doing a lot more losing. They were already doing a lot of losing. They lost to the Atlanta Hawks the other day. That's embarrassing. They're losing to everybody. So, wait.
Uh-huh.
That Jonathan Simmons guy had 34 points against the Cavs.
He's been doing good this year, that guy.
But, like, they gave up 34 points to Jonathan Simmons.
I said he's been doing good this year.
Yeah, but they gave up 34 to him? The Cavaliers were outscored 24-9 in the fourth quarter. That's serious. That's seriously bad.
Who got the title at one point?
No, didn't the Cavs lead this game by 20? And of course you have the war. JPG's favorite thing. The war between LeBron James and Dan Gilbert.
Well, I'm sure it is.
He wants to get rid of LeBron. LeBron's not going to
whatever. We don't always have to talk about LeBron.
No,
well,
we must talk about it. It's
a topic.
It's an obsession since 2010.
But I know it's going to go, though, so there's no point.
All right, fine. I'm going to put JPG in charge. JPG, you now have the
I want to talk Celtics. Why do they get blown out?
Because they got beat.
I also want to know, so the Celtics, they have two young players that stepped up, right?
So Tatum and Brown?
Yeah, he's talking about Tatum and Brown.
Okay.
Those guys either weren't on the team or barely played last year, right?
They were young. Well, Tatum was a Duke.
Yeah,
and
Brown barely played, right?
Brown was actually playing a little bit more behind Drake. He played behind Jay Crowder last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gotten big contributions from these two guys. Why isn't the team substantially better than it was last year?
Why?
Yeah, why haven't they improved?
You make it sound like winning 60 games is an easy thing to do. It's not.
Well,
it's
an easy thing to do for truly elite players.
Didn't I just link you something up telling you that Kerry Irving is not a top 10 player, even though I like him? I basically gave you 10 players that were better. Did I not?
That is true.
So I think Carey is a good addition to the Celtics because he gives them that guy who can finish games. And you do need that in the playoffs. And right now, the only saving grace for Cleveland is they got that first-round pick out of that trade because the rest of it's just a disaster.
Isaiah Thomas has been terrible.
But Isaiah Thomas, how did they expect Isaiah Thomas to come back? How could you expect him to be the same player after that kind of an injury?
Well, clearly they expected wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't going to be able to, you know, his defense was never going to be that good to begin with, as you know. I mean, because he's small, so he's a mismatch. He's a guy who's made the most out of his career. He's a small guy that plays with a tremendous heart. And that's why he was such a fan favorite for the Celtics in the year or the year and a half that he was there. But, you know, guys like that, it's very hard for them to play defense. That's not Isaiah Thomas' fault. He is what he is. You know what I'm saying?
He's not even what he was last year.
No, but you understand the context of what I'm saying, correct? I know Justin knows what I'm saying. I'm not talking to myself here. Justin knows what I'm saying.
Well,
in terms of Isaiah Thomas being what he is,
I mean,
obviously he's not going to be as effective as he was after that kind of an injury. It's just unrealistic. Carry her,
yeah.
So they can get that draft pick.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And now LeBron. This year, LeBron was incensed. Apparently, they didn't tell him that they were going to trade Kyrie Irving to the Celtics. I don't know. This is just stuff I read. So, I read this. I mean, they weren't going to be on the same team. They won a championship together, though. They did something that no other Cleveland team has been able to do. The Indians back in, what, 1948? I think that's what it was. Yeah, I mean, that's my whole point. That was the one point I was trying to tell you about Carey. Yes. Is Carey a perfect player? No, he's not. He's a score-first guard who is great at creating points in the paint. Even with guys draped on him, he's able to score. He can get hot from downtown. He can be very streaky, and he can shoot from downtown. So he's never going to put up 9 assists a game. That's just not the way he's put. That's not in his DNA. Okay.
Okay, but my point has always been that part of the reason that they needed him to hit that shot is because he isn't a good enough player for them to beat Golden State by more than a couple of points. If he was a better player than
why does that matter?
They wouldn't have had so much. Because that's my only argument has been, this guy is just not as great as you've been claiming. I mean, saying he wasn't in the top 10.
Is he a very good player? I think I would say yes on that.
It's
a very good
player. You draw the line on very good.
Where do you rank him? Like, where are you ranking him? I mean, he's not that far behind the 10, 11 guys that we mentioned.
I think he's pretty far behind the 10 guys.
I think you're insane. If you think he's not a top 15, top 20 guy, you're insane.
He's a top 20 guy. I think that's fair. But there's a big difference between being top 10 and top 20.
We do agree on that. Okay. All right, good. I'm glad. Now we're getting somewhere.
My objection has always been you crediting him with the championship. That's absurd.
I credited him because somebody
else did make a big shot.
Somebody
else, a couple of big offensive
games. Somebody else had to finish had to score those points down the stretch, and he was the guy. He played that role for that team. He played the role for the team. That's my whole point.
Well, he also was matching up against the guy that was by far the worst defender on the other team.
And he took advantage of it. So we're gonna
you provide no context.
So JPG is gonna just discredit him because he matched up against Steph Curry. Oh my God.
No.
Wow.
No. What I'm saying is that it's a lot easier to score those points when the other team doesn't throw Andre Iguodala on you.
Well, they couldn't. They couldn't do it. You understand
that's
that.
Exactly right. They couldn't do it. And there's one reason why they couldn't.
Don't forget
that
Iguodala doesn't always start either. And
well, he plays start.
He
plays
he was,
start.
He was, in that game, he was in the game in that game seven, though. LeBron made that defensive play. But I do remember Kyrie Irving
without LeBron's defensive play, they would have lost. They would have lost the game. I agree.
Yeah,
that's my
only point.
Play, that's one of the greatest plays that I've ever seen defensively.
Coincidentally, Andre Iguodala shot it up.
That's a great play.
It was well.
That's an all-time great play.
So can we just credit them both?
That was my whole point. We know how LeBron was dominant. Game five. I was watching the way the Warriors approached it, and I was like, well, they're not taking this serious. And I was looking at LeBron and how Cleveland played, and I was like, I just look into his eyes, and I'm like, oh, man, they're going to come back and win this thing. That was my conclusion after watching that game. Go ahead.
I think that's a reasonable – that what you just said is reasonable. And JNF, this probably sounds crazy to you because it sounds like I'm disagreeing with Derek when he's being reasonable. This is not mm-hmm. what he usually sounds like when he talks about this. Like he's usually like the equivalent of Michael Jordan. He needed Scottie Pippen and he needed John Paxson to hit that shot. It's just like okay.
Well, every great team needs those kind of players. You understand that?
Yeah, of course. You need you need three guys, basically.
Pretty much. The Bulls had Jordan Pippen. They had Horace Grant. They had E.J. Armstrong. They had Kerr. More Paxson.
Well, the second run, they had Dennis Rodman,
Rodman, the greatest rebounder ever. Oh, and the greatest defensive player too. So
he was a great defensive player for them. He used to guard Shaq.
He's the greatest defensive player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
I'm sorry.
I think he's pretty.
He really
close.
Is.
Yeah, I think that's.
I mean,
reasonable.
Look what he did for the Pistons. God, I remember watching him with the Pistons. There was nothing like that.
I think if you consider defensive rebounding part of defense, he's got a really good case for it.
No, but his defense was everything. Everything about him was just
everything.
He was just like
he could also actually take you too. Take you up his knees.
You know what he was? He was like the pre-Ben Wallace, but Ben Wallace couldn't move like him, but Ben Wallace could impact the game. The way he did for the Detroit the one year, when they won. So
I think
you know what else too? Detroit had John Sally. John Sally was no joke defensively either. Then they had Bill Laimbeer, the enforcer. I mean, they weren't just one guy. I mean, they could just take you out of your game. Well, Laimbeer could do that. But, like, Rodman, Laimbeer, John Sally off the bench. I mean, I think – well, how about – they also had Rick Pitino, the other enforcer. I mean, they had, like, so many – like, I've never seen a team that had that many guys that were like that, you know? Physical, defense, great defense, and just crazy good, you know? Unbelievable. I don't know. Maybe that's why I like the old NBA. Maybe that's why I like that era. It's just also because we're Knicks fans. And we haven't seen the Knicks play defense.
We haven't seen that in a while.
We haven't seen the Knicks play defense since the 90s, okay? So every time, if you know, Groundhog Day was last week, right? You know, Pond Day, Groundhog Day is for Knicks fans, APJ?
What's that?
Do you know what Groundhog Day for a Knicks fan is?
No, what is it?
The Knicks blowing a fourth quarter lead by double digits. The Knicks giving up uncontested 3-point shots for easy scores. The Knicks giving up the paint and giving up layups. And the Knicks losing. That's Groundhog Day for New York Knicks fans since 1999 or 2000. Okay? That's why I like the 90s era, because I miss that kind of defense. I miss it.
Oh,
because
man.
I'm a Knicks fan.
You're a Knicks fan here.
I'm a fucking Knicks fan. You see what I'm trying to say? I'm a Knicks fan, all right? Do you want me to drive it home to you? I'm a friggin' Knicks fan. And I'm suffering.
What happened is bad. Like, there's no way around it. But
they lost to Olajuwon. Olajuwon's an all-time great. But, like, they lost to him.
And they lost to Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
That was a bad
That team didn't even have a chance against them once Ewing went down. I didn't even think they had a chance against them with Ewing anyway. But they would have had a better chance.
You know what? When he went down, I think it was better for them at that point, just because.
Yeah, I know.
They had to change their style a little bit to beat the Heat, to beat the Pacers. Well, actually, Ewing was in the Heat series, but to beat the Pacers, they had to change their style, and they had enough quality players. Johnson,
they did,
especially. Marcus Camby, the Camby man. They had enough players to do it. You have to have Allen Houston, Sprewell. They had players. But, you know, then you have to go up against those bigs, and there's just no way there wasn't a way they were going to be able to beat those guys.
I don't think Chris Dudley was going to cut it.
No, he wasn't going to cut it. Sean
Elliott
was. I think Sean Elliott was at the end of his career, too. Yeah, he was pretty good.
He was
a good player. Yeah, I mean, I do have one question. Let's say that series happened today, and they were coached by Steve Kerr. Could they get the matchups? Could they have made that a better series with the speed? I mean, could they have gotten those matches? The Knicks was Sprewell and Houston. Could it have been a better series if it was under the style that's used today?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't answer that. It's just a question that I'm raising because
that's a weird question, man.
Well, it's not. It's a weird question, but I'm just looking at it in the context of how Golden State's had their success by going small. So
right.
By the way, Keenan not playing a lot is a joke. If Jeff Hornacek is the right coach, he has to play Frank.
They're going to have to do something down the stretch.
I don't need to see Trey Burke playing, getting every minute. I don't need to see Dotson throwing up air balls in garbage time. Get Frank out there. Get him out there. He's the one guy who plays on the Knicks. But no, we can't play him. It's like nothing changes with this team. Nothing ever changes with this franchise. Would you like to know how many minutes Frank played tonight?
12.
10 minutes.
Okay.
How the hell is he supposed to get better when he's not playing? But they have to play Jarrett Jock. They have to play Trey Burke. I mean, Damian Dotson
play more. Damian Dotson played more minutes. He played more minutes than our first round pick.
What's wrong?
What is wrong with this picture? You know what? The more I look at Jeff Forsyth, the more I'm starting to agree with what people are saying. They need to get this guy out of here. I mean, how is Willie Hernangómez not playing at all? You know they're gonna give him away. He'll wind up being good. Hey, here's some advice for you, JPG, for your Bulls. Acquire Willie Hernangómez. Could be another one of your pieces.
Why would they do that though? Because
that would be a good move.
They're not gonna acquire Hernangómez.
Well, whoever gets him is gonna get a good player. That's all. Oh, I see. OKC put up 125 on the Warriors. They lost again.
Warriors lost again?
125 to 105. They got smoked by OKC again. I guess that means OKC.
Draymond Green got talked out of the game for a technical.
Who cares? I mean, I guess OKC's
better.
OKC's the best team. They're the best team in the West, JPG.
I don't want to say they're the best team, but.
JPG would say it.
Why?
Based on JPG's, because JPG likes to do things like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Switchboard just died.
What?
No, my switchboard just acted weird.
Wait, Derek.
Where is Rob Davis?
What did you say,
Where
JPG?
Are you? I was just
my switchboard
being,
was acting funny.
Derek is being ridiculous again.
I am not being ridiculous. Rob Davis should be celebrating this Eagle show with us.
Maybe Davis doesn't feel like it.
The NFL catered.
We could talk about the Rockettes for crying out loud. They won. They beat the Nets.
The empty Nets.
You know, the Nets are not a bad team.
Well, they play hard.
But, yeah, I mean, they play hard.
That's why they get by.
You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Western Conference, JPG. I'm really not sure. I still think it's tough to beat the Warriors in 7 games, though. I think it's going to be hard.
It's going to be tough. It's not supposed to be easy.
I don't know how you beat them in a 7-game series.
What happened? It's going to be more interesting this year, though.
Best 4 out of 7.
What?
You know, don't forget, you got the Spurs. The Spurs could still be a factor, too. So there's a lot of things. Yeah, but, like, here's the thing. One of the Warriors, the Rockets, the Thunder, and the Spurs, two of those teams are not going to make the conference final. Two.
What?
Which two will not make it?
I'm going to have to pick the Spurs because I don't think they have enough firepower this year.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Possibly OKC out of that group. But I do hope it's OKC.
Because like the Chris Paul, you like the CPB and Bull Hawk connection with Eric Gordon?
No, it's not that.
Plus they have Capella. I like Capella. He was a pretty good player. He was pretty effective. JPG would agree. He's a very good fan. Agree with the Clint Capella statement.
What he said?
Clint Rockapella. That Clint Capella is a good player.
He is a good player.
Has there ever been a harder name to spell than Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
The NBA? What's a harder name than that?
Probably some name in hockey.
Now, come on. There's got to be other NBA players that you couldn't spell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed in Rob Davis right now and in Brian Davis.
I'm sure you are.
Brian Davis. Brian Davis said a word.
Anything else going on?
Yeah, the Rangers are going to do a sell-off.
I hope so. I'll believe it when I see it.
Rick Nash is going to be an ex-Ranger, probably in a matter of days. Uh-huh.
Dave? Well, probably
he said he obviously, I guess you read his quotes, right? He doesn't want to.
What'd you say?
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go.
So. I'm sure he doesn't. You know.
He loves New York. He loves being a Ranger. It sounds like he'd be willing to take a discount to resign. That's good.
Well, he could always do that.
You know what, the price sounds like it could be a prospect, a first-round pick, and another.
I saw.
You don't think you're getting a little after Rick Nash? Boy, that'd be pretty good. You know what the sad part is about Rick Nash? All right, I mean,
what?
Maybe he the injuries were part of it.
The concussions, yeah.
Scored 41.
First year here, no less.
But he is such a complete player. He is such a complete player. He could play power play, he could play penalty kill, he's great 5-on-5. Yeah, he's a lot more streaky when it comes to scoring now. I feel like he could have 30 goals. If he's got what, 16? If he got 15, 16, whatever he's got. I mean, but he is such a fun player to watch because I love the way he competes. I wish we had players, right? More players like Rick Nash who competed.
I know.
He's a leader, too. He's there after every game. After every game, win or loss. Just like Lundqvist. Just like a number of them. Stahl, for the most part. Girardi used to be that. Stefan. Zuccarello. You can name the guys that are. JT answers questions every game. Even though JT's been frustrating this year, but he answers questions every game, win or lose, good or bad. Even when he gets benched, he's there. Like he got benched on that game and then came back with the 3-point game. But I just feel like, you know, it's the end of an era. You know, it's going to be the end of an era. They're going to rebuild. And... you know, Ryan McDonough could be getting traded to the Tampa Lightning. So there's that too. If the Lightning are gonna offer the kind of package, you have to do it. Because I don't think you're gonna resign Ryan McDonough anyway for the money for the long
they're
for the
not,
term.
I don't think they should.
Yeah.
He's not a $7 million.
Yes. Yeah. It's not gonna happen. I guess. I really want to keep Grabber. They will trade him. They'll trade him, and
he could always come here in the offseason too.
Yeah,
if he wants to be here so good.
This is what I'm hoping for. You trade those guys, and one of the two guys, Grabner being the one, Nash being the 1A, resign.
Mm-hmm.
You need one of them back. I'd like to have Grabner back because he's younger. But if Nash wants to come back.
If he wants to come back on a cheap deal, I don't care. Whatever.
And Rick Nash, and I think Rick Nash comes back, he should be a second, third line guy. You know, he doesn't have to, he can't be a first line guy anymore. But he could be,
if he's in a situation,
he could be second line, maybe third line guy. He could play power play, he could kill penalties. But, you know, cut some of his minutes down, you know? That way he stays more fresh. I don't think Rick Nash would play more than maybe 14, 15 minutes a night. You know, of course, that could also increase with power play, with penalty kill. You manage that. because, you know, Kreider should play more and Buchnevich should play more. And that will happen with whoever the new coach is. Because, you know, they're just going to clean house. They'll clean house in all season. Pretty sure. We are in overtime. Yes.
Already?
We've made it. Yeah, I only scheduled for an hour because it's late. It's a midnight.
Oh.
So, you know, and it was kind of a late show. But, hey, JPG, are you alive? JP Benedict? John Giudorio?
We're
calling you out. He still is. I'm calling you. Well, did you see this latest thing with the Eagles fans?
Derek, I don't care about it. I saw everything.
No, but, like, that whole thing, I can't believe a fan would really do that.
What?
You know what he did, right?
Do what? What are you talking about?
This fan ate horseshit. You know about it? You didn't know about it. You've never heard of it.
I don't want to see
it, Derek.
It's all right.
No, yeah. I did not. I will not look at it. I will not read about it. I just know that it happened.
I heard about it because
Rob Davis and everybody mentioned it. And Brian, of course, because Brian likes that kind of stuff, mentioned it. Brian David, who will not celebrate his Eagles, even though he needed congrats for his Eagles. Rob Davis will not celebrate, who will not come on because he claims he's retired, even though desired results have now been achieved. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, this NBA trade, all the deadline is this Thursday, this NBA deadline.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm sure nothing great will happen. Nothing great ever does.
No, the last few years, NBA trade deadline has been more active than the NHL trade deadline.
Yeah.
So I mean, DeAndre Jordan is going to get traded. What?
Well, of course he's good. He is going to be traded, right? DeAndre Jordan. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're alive.
What are you talking about?
Meaning you're alive and JPG is dead. I wish I had some taps right now. Why did JPG even call in if he was just gonna like do this? It's like
I don't know.
I don't understand. It's like JP Benedict just decided that he was all pumped for doing a show and then he just basically bailed. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I'm going to give JPG a little hell for it.
No,
that's serious hell.
No, I know what you're saying.
I sent them a message saying you are a colossal disappointment with my favorite like smiley icon that I like to use.
Right.
The shock look. just to see if I can get his attention.
Right.
Now, Rob Davis, retirement Rob, is the most disappointing out of all of them. Retirement Rob
right.
joined us. He's all happy about the Bills. And then he just off the radar.
Right.
Off the grid. Rangers. There could be some interest in Nick Holden.
I know.
And people, I read some of the commentary on Twitter from fans about Nick Holden, and they are just so biased. They're so biased. They just like to take him apart for the fact that he's not a top line, top tier guy, and he makes mistakes because he's not a top tier guy, even though he's being used that way.
I never even
but if you put,
him, though.
But if Holden is a second pair or third pair guy, he's fine. I mean, he could contribute offense.
Know.
Justin, he had a good year last year. You know, people.
Yeah, offensively.
People act like assholes. They act like he's not worth anything. That's not true. I mean, they gave up a fourth round pick for him, and the guy put up over 30 points last year. He scored 10 goals. He had a good year last year, and he's not useless. Okay, I mean, he actually could be a value to a team like Toronto, who could use a puck moving guy like that. You know, depth guy. He could be a value. He was 11-23-34 last year, all career best. 2-2-4 in the playoffs last year, even though him and Stahl were victimized. But 3-6-9 this year. And he's playing 20 minutes a night. 21 minutes a night. Whether you wanna, well, it's out of necessity because they don't really have anybody to play off McDonough, which hasn't helped much. But that's not Nick Holden's fault. That's just the way the Rangers are constructed. Right. So I you look at his contract, he doesn't make a lot of money. So yeah, there is value for that guy. They probably will get their fourth round pick back.
I hope so.
Up. Yeah, they should.
Maybe even something else. Who knows?
Maybe they'll even get a third round pick. I don't know. Defensemen always have value because teams always need defensemen. And so a guy like a Nick Holden, who's a good skating defenseman, good in transition, can shoot the puck, yeah, he should have some value. He should. There hasn't been a lot of positive, obviously, with the Rangers right now.
No.
I do think that in watching him, I think D'Angelo's been better. It's been a lot better defensively.
He has been.
Since he came
back up.
He seems, he just seems more decisive. He seems like he's making better plays. I think it's just a little disappointing that he's not contributing as much offense. He does have the two assists and three call. But in order for him to be successful, you could talk all you want about his puck-moving ability, but this guy has got to put up offense. This is a guy who was a good offense, very good offensive defenseman in junior hockey from New Jersey, put up a lot of points. So that part of his game needs to develop. And he put up 5-9-14 with the Coyotes last year. So he has a good shot. So that's the part that needs to develop. So this trade really hinges on Elias Sandin. That's who it hinges on. It hinges on Elias, who was terrific at the World Junior Championships for Sweden.
He's going to be fine, I think. I like him because, you know, he seems like he cares.
I'm excited. He's got passion.
I am too.
Yeah,
even though
Kittle
better.
Anderson so far has 2 assists in the 5 games. He has a little bit more of the skill.
He's got more of the skill.
He looks like he could project to be – he could be a top guy, top line. So I shouldn't say that. I don't want to jump the gun.
Isn't he like a flexible guy? Wing center?
I think he could definitely shift to right wing. Kind of like a Kovalev. Yeah.
But he
could
do both, right?
Yeah, I'll too.
Okay.
I don't understand even why Nieves is not that good. Because they're not going anywhere. I mean, what? They have to have Peter Holland center of the third line. Why? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How about recalling John Gilmore? He's got 25 points. John Gilmore has 25 points with the Hartford Wolfpack.
I heard. Whatever. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Gary's got the good shot. Pionk. Remember him?
Yeah. Why are you coming in broken up?
Am I coming in better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
I think it was just my earpiece. I don't know. It must have broken up.
Yeah,
must have broken up for a change. Happens.
Whatever. What are you saying?
No, I was just looking.
Pionk?
Pionk. Kiok, it sounds like he's been playing a little better over the last month, so that's good. I'm just curious to see what they'll do, you know, between, you know, we've got a, there's still a good 2.5 weeks until the deadline. You know, the deadline is a good time. A deadline comes at a great time because I will not be working, actually. The deadline comes at a good time because I will not be working.
What time does it come at?
Oh, wait, that's right. The deadline is what, February 26th?
Yeah. What time does it come
out? My break is from... the 18th to the 25th, I think, actually. Or 20, is it 25th or 26th? I have a break coming up. I have a break.
What time does it come, though? During the day, I'm saying. What time does it come?
The trade deadline?
Yeah.
I think it's 3 o'clock or 4. Is it 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock? Yeah.
3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have your wall-to-wall coverage, of course, on NHL Network. That's always fun. really not much else to talk about right now. I mean, I really would like to do a show with the Buffalo/Eagles contingent. But it's like pulling teeth to get them on. It's like they need their congrats, but then... They will not come on. I mean, I don't know. It's just disappointing, I guess.
Right.
But that's gonna do it actually for this show.
That's it.
Yeah, there's not much else to talk about. I don't know. You want to stay on? You want to talk some more?
I don't know.
I just can't think of anything right now. I don't know. I might do. You want to talk more? What were you going to say?
What were you going to speak
to? I was thinking about doing a podcast on some of the stuff, maybe the baseball and the football. But just a regular podcast.
When?
I don't know. Either later or tomorrow. There's... What were you going to say about the Rangers? It sounded like you wanted to add something.
I said I would have talked about the Rangers with you. I don't know.
They're such an unexciting team, though, you know?
It's terrible.
I mean, they're very hard to watch. They make you want to go to sleep. They do.
I know.
I mean, I was watching the game the other night, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Whatever.
Why? Like I said, if Hornacek does not play Frank, they should fire him. I do not want him to be the coach.
I think he's going to get fired anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
Regardless.
It really is ridiculous for him to not play more. God, I wish there was more to talk about. I'm going to close. I will say this. You know, of course you have your bad fans in every city. You know, of course, the Eagles fans that did what they did with the Wawa, I mean, you can't go around doing that. That's, you know, it's just, oh, well, they won the Super Bowl. Everything's free. It's like, I mean.
They just wanted to, they were just messing around.
So. Yeah, but they also flipped over a car.
I know. It had nothing to do with them thinking everything is free, though.
They're maniacs. I don't know. But I mean, I'm happy for Philadelphia. You know, I had no problem with them winning. You know,
that guy
was just
something here. He flipped over the car.
Yeah. I don't understand Giant fans that are bitter about it.
What are you bitter about?
I mean, what are we bitter about? I mean, we have 4 Super Bowls. I mean, they won one.
Whatever. People are just
fine. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
We have a group text, right?
I know.
Group text with the Jersey crew. They did not say one word about the Eagles winning Super Bowl, and Bryant went off about it. Like, how do you not say congrats or not one thing about the Eagles? Like, are they that bitter? Like,
it's stupid.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, Harry's a Giants fan. Well, Patrick's a Jets fan. That's different. But also, he's a Jets fan, so he hates the Patriots. He didn't say anything. John is a Redskins fan, so he has no love for the Eagles. But you know, your team's won Super Bowls. Haven't they won like three? I think the Redskins won three. Yeah, they won twice in the '80s, and they won. Big deal. Oh man, jeez. Boy, their hate goes way beyond. I don't know, way beyond. I'm just being more rational now. There's the LeBron hate, but it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's too far sometimes. You can't hate things that much, you know. I mean, it's sports. You know, it's like, I don't know. You saw the commercial, of course, with Eli and Odell.
Of course.
Now, Odell is a fruitcake. But, Odell's a fruitcake. But it was funny.
He is.
It was pretty funny. I have to say that. There weren't really a lot of great commercials. You know, the commercials just get worse and worse. Hey, did you see that thing? Did you hear about that thing with Duracell?
What Duracell thing? Just tell me what
you
it
don't
is,
know
and
about
I'll tell
it?
You if I remember. Just tell me.
Duracell, you know, the batteries, they sent out a tweet about batteries, about the tradition with batteries in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
About letting them fly.
Throwing them?
Yeah. People couldn't believe it. I thought it was funny. Oh, I got a kick out of it.
It is funny.
It definitely is. Oh, the Cavs next game is
in
Minnesota.
What?
The Cavs next game is at home against the Wolves. JPG's Wolves. That's another JPG team now.
So what next game? What?
The Cavs next game is against Minnesota.
Oh, I thought you said about the Knicks. Okay.
No. Another JPG team.
Whatever. It'd be funny after all this that the Cavs still make the Eastern Conference Finals somehow.
I don't see it. I don't think so.
I don't see it either. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking part.
All right.
And no thank you to JPG tonight. JP Benedict was odd, and he sounded distracted. But I don't know. Maybe we'll get the Benedict back on tomorrow. Tomorrow, Rangers and Bruins, a game that we're going to. 8 o'clock game. I got no expectations. So, I don't know what to say. All right. That's going to do it. Thank you again for coming on. And thanks to JNF. Thanks to JPG. And this is Derek Felix getting ready to sign off. All right. Have a good night, everybody.